It's 6:04. I'm Carson Cooper, WUSF 89.7 News. Florida health officials say three new cases of non-travel-related Zika were reported this week. Total number now 30. But officials say just because that number is going up, that does not mean the outbreak is getting worse. They say that just means it's a sign they're doing their job, finding the cases. As for the hundreds of travel-related cases, there's only one confirmed case in Sarasota County, but that did not stop a large crowd of folks from attending a Zika forum hosted by the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Christine Broomfield was there. Her daughter lives in Chicago, but is coming to Sarasota to get married in October. One of her bridesmaids is pregnant.
And my daughter said, oh my gosh, Mom, my friends are in their 20s, all of childbearing age. Who knows if they're pregnant and intending to get pregnant and won't be able to come.
The five-member panel included representatives from hospitals, the health department, and mosquito control. They assured her and others that no one has acquired Zika in Sarasota County and that should not keep tourists away. Governor Scott has been handed a short list of possibilities to fill an opening on the Public Service Commission. Nick Evans reports that the winner will take over for outgoing Commissioner Lisa Edgar.
A nominating council has whittled eight candidates down to three, sending applicants Todd Chase, Cynthia Wilson-Orndorff, and Donald Pullman to the governor. Whoever the governor chooses will assume office early next year. Wilson-Orndorff holds a Ph.D. in civil engineering, as well as a law degree.
My legal training prepares me for the necessary quasi-judicial and quasi-legislative functions required of a commissioner. In addition to engineering and law, my academic training and research has involved public affairs, economics, as well as energy issues.
Fellow finalist Donald Pullman worked for nearly two decades with Tampa Bay Water and has been a finalist for a seat on the commission twice before. The third nominee, Todd Chase, is a Gainesville City Commissioner. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.
Right around this time last year, the commuter rail service All Aboard Florida was given clearance to issue $1.75 billion in tax-free bonds to begin construction. Now, a federal judge says Martin and Indian River counties can move ahead and challenge that bond financing. All Aboard is supposed to connect Orlando and Miami, running nonstop through the Treasure Coast. The route could bring 32 trains a day, and some residents along the way worry about traffic, noise, safety, and the environmental impact. The service is expected to start sometime next year. More business news on the Marketplace Morning Report later this hour at 6:51. We have a 40% chance for showers or thunderstorms today, high around 92. Julie Marquez of Bay News 9 says clearing tonight, a 30% chance for rain and storms tomorrow and through the weekend, with highs around 90 and lows in the upper 70s. Tropical storm Fiona, way out in the Atlantic, expected to stay out there. This is WUSF 89.7 at 6:07.
It's morning edition.